Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Australian racer Glenn Mitchell. Then we'll speak with Bedford Speedway promoter Joey Padula. And we'll have a conversation with World of Outlaws sprint car winner Brady Bacon. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Hey, don't forget, we're less than a month away from historic North Wilkesboro Speedway and the NASCAR All-Star Race. Get your tickets now at northwilkesborospeedway.com. Kentucky racing last week. Mudlick Valley goes to Derek Fisher. Sheldon Houdenshield wins Paducah. Lake Cumberland goes to Cameron Marler. Josh Dietz and Stephen Parton win at Florence. While at Mountain Motor, Dustin Mosley and Brandon Fouts get the checkers. Grayson Springer wins U.S. 24 in Indiana. Miami County goes to Perry Parker. Robert Ballou victorious at Circle City. Lawrenceburg to Ricky Lewis. Tomahawko wins Paragon. And Anderson goes to Dalton Connor. The Mars Mods were at Highland, Illinois. Michael Long wins that one. Cam Sorrells wins Wayne County. I-55 in Missouri to Tommy Shepard Jr., while Casey Birch gets the win at St. Francis County. Now to Ohio and the voice of Mike Goines.
Here comes Tyler Scott underneath a Glenn Mitchell. Going to be a drag race to the line. Glenn Mitchell going to win the Legend Car feature event.
Toledo, Ohio to Cody Swanson, Doug Drown, and Ricky Peterson Jr. winning at Wayne County. Fremont to Cale Thomas. Colton Burdett and Danny Smith win at Ohio Valley Speedway in West Virginia, while Casey Burdett and Tyler Carpenter win at Tyler County. Beckley to Kyle Hardy. Ona goes to Jason Garrett. The Steel City Outlaw, Tim Schaefer, wins at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. And at Lernerville, Michael Norris, Brandon Spithaller, and Garrett Brummert all getting the checkers. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Australian racer, winner at Moeller Raceway Park, just outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, in the Legends Master Series, Glenn Mitchell. Hey, Glenn, welcome to the show. Great to have you on. It was nice to chat with you at races here in and around the Carolinas, not too long ago. But for folks that don't know, what's an Australian guy doing in the States racing Legends cars? Well, what brings you to our, part of the world beyond just, going to the racetrack at Moeller Raceway?
Well, I'd been racing the Legends on dirt in Australia for a couple of years, and I was lucky enough to be able to retire, and there wasn't quite enough racing in Australia at the time. It was, probably only once every 3 weeks, and being retired, I thought, well, it's not going to cut it just once every 3 weeks. So my wife and I decided to make the decision we'd come to the US and do as much racing as we could fit in and try and,
Well, Glenn Mitchell, a visitor from Australia, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, wins at Moeller Raceway Park and has other wins around his travels and such. And am I right that when we're in kind of our warm part of the year, Australia is in its winter and vice versa? So you're kind of, chasing the sun more or less as much as the checkered flag?
Yeah, pretty much, Lenny. Yeah, that's what happens. It's sort of, they're just going into their winter now. So, it's starting to cool down, so it was time to come back here, and as it starts to warm up here, spend some time here.
Well, Glenn Mitchell not only spending some time making quick work of the racing last weekend at the Cincinnati area track, Moeller Raceway Park. How do stateside tracks compare to Australia? Size, shape, dirt composition, kind of give us the point A and point B of that.
Yeah, look, the tracks in Australia are not as high banked as the tracks we get here. They tend to be a little bit flatter, but they're also of a heavier clay, so you tend to get a lot more grip on them. And the surfaces over here vary. We go to North Dakota and it's a sandy granite type surface, and then you come down here and we've been on the heavy clay and the gumbo down in Georgia, and so there's a wide variety of the surfaces here that we don't get back home in Australia, but the tracks here are a lot more banked in Australia. So, yeah, having some fun.
Glenn Mitchell on what I guess we should call his walkabout, doing the Legends Tour of the States while, you know, it gets a little colder in his homeland of Australia. And then scoot back down there, grab some trophies down there, and then come back and see us. It's a wonderful project that our guest is on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. How about the racing styles? You know, is our aggression really that aggressive here? Is it different over there? How does the one compare to the other?
There is a lot more controlled aggression and competitiveness here. As I have explained or have said to you in a previous interview once, it's in Australia they tend to recognise first, second and third on the podium, where here they usually only recognise first position. So everyone's fighting for that first position. Where back home sometimes you'll get a little bit, you know, lazy even sometimes if you're running second and you think, oh, well, I'm on the podium, so, yeah, that'll do it. Here it's not the case. If you're running second, you're really trying to get to that first position here. So you do notice that there's a little bit more push. And, yeah, particularly that last corner sometimes back home when you're running second and, you know, you're coming into that last corner, I don't know what the mentality is, but we seem to have this little thing where you think, oh, you know, it's the last corner. Second place is going to do it. We're here. You'll keep pushing to the last meter.
Yeah, we tend to try to squeeze out every drop of that toothpaste. Glenn Mitchell.
Mm-hmm, that's it, yeah.
Winner at Moeller last week, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, our guest here in the States, as he is a native of Australia. And you've developed a relationship with one of the finest organizations in Legends Racing, Hornaday Development, and Joe Ryan Osborne Race Cars. Do you now speak close to the same language, race car to race car?
No, they don't understand me half the time. I know when they don't understand me because they just give me a blank look and nod their head, and I have to sort of say to them, hey, guys, you didn't understand me, did you? No, we've had a great relationship with the guys from Joe Ryan, and just, you know, one little story I'll tell you about them. I met Joe Ryan for the first time at Brush Creek at the Nationals, and I'd been racing in the US for 1 year. And I hadn't won a thing. I'd won one heat race the entire year. It was terrible. So I met Joe Ryan just in passing, and he said to me, what do you want to do next year? And I said, you know, geez, it'd be really neat if I could come over here and win that national championship. I said, that'd be really something. He just looked at me, Joe, and he's a special guy. He just looked at me and just sort of said, okay, let's do it.
Glenn Mitchell, winning in the national championship, winning at Moeller, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us, Glenn. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Extend the life of your engine with regular oil changes and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $31.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. Available in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. A NASCAR moment with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
They established the Hall of Fame. First two people that get in, besides your dad, is Bill France Sr. and Bill Jr. Now, I'm thinking that your time behind the wheel overlapped with Bill Jr., didn't
it? Yes, for sure. For sure. I was called to the truck many times while Bill Jr. was in there. What I remember about Bill Jr. as much as anything was him sitting and talking to my granddad. You'd sit down at the racetrack and they would talk about where the sport was and where the sport was going. You know, I'll never forget, we were doing some stuff and I was called to the truck and I was reminded gently by Bill France Jr. that this was his sport. And if I would like to participate in his sport, that I needed to kind of change my ways. And I changed my ways so that I could participate in his sport. But I think the vision that Bill Sr. had for where the sport could be, Bill Jr. looked at it and said, we're there. Now let's take it someplace different. Bill Jr. had that passion. To the day he passed, he had that passion for this sport.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Pennsylvania's Bedford Speedway's promoter, Joey Padula. And hey, Joey, I got the pleasure to kind of sneak into your track one day when the racing wasn't going on there and got to see how gorgeous the views are just looking from the grandstands, the infield, wherever I could kind of squander a moment or two. And always dreamed of having having somebody on there to really speak from the track side. So thank you for doing this. Kind of help our folks listening understand Bedford Speedway from a promoter's point of view. What do you tell folks about your home track?
Well, Bedford, it's an old fairgrounds half-mile track. We're located about halfway between Pittsburgh and Harrisburg, right on the PA Turnpike. So if you can picture Pennsylvania, we're right there, easy to get in and out of. It's we're a half-mile fairgrounds, like I said, with old covered grandstands, the whole effect.
Joey Padula, promoter at Bedford Speedway, talking about covered grandstands, and he's got a pagoda in the infield. Am I right? Right? I was standing in when I shouldn't have been one time. What is that?
We have our old pagoda. It was built. Pretty much everything at the Speedway was built during the Depression as a WPA project. So our first race was in 1936, which makes Bedford the oldest dirt track in Pennsylvania. And our pagoda, which is where we still use, it's on the infield, which, there's not too many tracks. Some dirt tracks still that still have the flagman and everything on the infield. So our announcer's there. Chris Economaki announced there back in the 50s. And we're excited. We still get to use it. So it's the beautiful grandstands, the stage and pagoda on the front stretch. It's really a unique atmosphere.
Joey Padula and the Padula family helping provide that atmosphere for decades now at Bedford Speedway, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So as a second generation promoter there, what was it like running around Bedford Speedway when your pop was running the joint there and you were just that little rascal going in and out of buildings trying to get food from the refreshment stand?
Yep. So my parents ran the place beginning in the late 80s. And so I pretty much grew up there, my sisters and I. And, we were there and pretty much if you were there, you had to learn how to do something. So, we spent all of our time pretty much like probably every kid that ever grew up around a racetrack did, driving tractors, painting stuff, picking rocks, just any job that probably the grownups didn't want to do. That's what we were doing. So it was good training because you pretty much got to learn everything, about how a track works and different things. I'd be up selling programs or working in the food stand, just the amount of free labor probably is incalculable, but it really, really came in handy as a learning the ins and the outs. So you can't beat a better childhood than running around at a racetrack. So I was really spoiled in that way.
And Bedford Speedway is not just a racetrack; it is a beautiful, very special, very historic racetrack. Right there in southern central Pennsylvania. Gorgeous racetrack, and we're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with Joey Padula, the Bedford Speedway promoter, second generation, a track that's been there since the 30s with guys nowadays that you would know, Drake Troutman, Briggs Danner racing there. And you race not only on Friday night, which is, a typical race night, but you race sometimes Friday and Sunday. How do you balance all that racing out in any one given week? That's amazing.
Sometimes I wonder how we do that. we're a Friday track, and primarily we run super late models as our headline division. But we're kind of spoiled around here that there is a lot of support for the different divisions in this area. Central and Western Pennsylvania is a real racing hotbed. So sometimes through the year, the way the calendar works out, the way other tracks are, we'll race Friday night with our super late model division and then come back on Sunday with a different show and run, totally different divisions and programs. And, if the because guys around here want to race, and there's a lot of driver support. So if we can give them, the dates, it usually works out for everybody. But sometimes I wonder, because racing once a week, it seems hard enough. And sometimes we do it two, and a couple times we even do it three times a week. So as anybody at the races will tell you, it can get to be a lot sometimes.
Well, with a guy like Joey Padula, who grew up in the business as the Bedford Speedway promoter, you got to believe that that's a fun place to compete and to work on as well. And the community rallying around this historic piece of Americana as much as racing history. Joey Padula, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So, you know, what is it? And when we see these pictures and you go to their Facebook page and such, the beautiful mountain ranges and hills in the distance there, what part of Pennsylvania are we looking at? Are those mountains?
I guess you'd call it South Central Pennsylvania. We're surrounded by mountains on every side, which it's really beautiful country. We're located in a beautiful little town of Bedford, literally right in town. You know, we're 7 blocks from the square. It's almost like a postcard going through Bedford, right on Route 30, the historic Lincoln Highway. We have the Bedford Springs Coffee Pot. There's so many really nice historic attractions here. And we'll have people come in Friday night for the races, but, you know, stay and make a weekend of it. Stay down at the Bedford Springs and sightsee. And, to me, this is one of the nicest places in the whole country to be. And we get to race here. So we're pretty lucky.
A destination racetrack for sure. The historic Bedford Speedway and Bedford Speedway promoter Joey Padula on the profabrication.com hotline. Thanks for joining us, fans. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Available at your favorite auto parts store.
Hey, race fans, you may have seen that the 2024 NASCAR schedule includes an earlier trip to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. New England's only NASCAR weekend is moving up 3 weeks. This just means that we have less time to wait until we welcome you back to the Magic Mile for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend of thrilling on-track action. Keep an eye on NHMS.com and stay tuned for more updates as we count down to New England's only NASCAR weekend, June 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're invited to the loudest party in Northern California. NASCAR roars into wine country for the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Raceway. Mark your calendars for June 7th through 9th when the stars of NASCAR return for 3 days of heart-pounding racing excitement. Experience the adrenaline rush of camping at the track. Meet your favorite drivers at autograph sessions and groove to live music under the California sun. Don't miss out on a weekend you have to see to believe. Get your tickets today at SonomaRaceway.com.
This summer, NASCAR is back at Nashville Super Speedway, June 28th through the 30th for the Ally 400 race weekend. Guitars and fast cars right here in Music City. From the campgrounds to the track, you don't want to miss the excitement. Get your tickets now to watch your favorite drivers take on the 1.33 miles of concrete chaos.
Chastain up high, and they stay glued together into one.
Visit NashvilleSuperspeedway.com to lock in your spot for the Rackley Roofing 200, the Tennessee Lottery 250, and the Ally 400 now.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, fresh off of his second straight World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car victory on the dirt at Tri-State Speedway in Hobstad, Indiana, Brady Bacon. Hey, Brady, welcome to the show. I know we've got other things to chat about, but congratulations on the win. I understand it was quite a battle with David Gravel there towards the end of the race. Kind of give us a little bit of an insight on what it was like for you battling to get that second straight victory against a guy like David, who is so strong.
Yeah, thanks. We've always had a really good car at Hobstadt, and it's a little bit of a different racetrack compared to what the Outlaws normally race on. So we have a little bit, maybe have an advantage compared to the full-time Outlaws there. And some of my non-wing laps helped me at Hobstad, and battled with David there for probably 10 or 15 laps, and then able to get through traffic really good at the end and pull away. So just felt good to back up our win from last year and kind of solidify that it wasn't a joke.
Wasn't a joke at all. And the flex happening in victory lane for the guy they call Macho Man, Brady Bacon, taking that second straight victory of the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars weekend ago at Tri-State Speedway. Now, Hobstad, Indiana is 236 miles from Winchester, Indiana, but the tracks are really, an eon apart. Dirt at Hobstad, high bank pavement at Winchester, and now you're going to do what at Winchester? You're not even driving? What's happening over at Winchester Speedway on May 5th that we need to know about?
Yeah, we're having the USAC Silver Crown cars at Winchester Speedway for the Rich Vogler Classic. It's my fourth year promoting that event at Winchester. I actually live in Winchester, so really cool to kind of get the community involved and get a big race back at Winchester and get open wheel cars there. And it's very unique track. Some place that a race fan's definitely got to see, especially open wheel cars.
Yeah, it's really, really one of those destination events and places. The Rich Vogler Classic at Winchester Speedway on Sunday, May 5th. The USAC Silver Crowns, Vintage Cars, and Crown Vicks. And we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with Brady Bacon, the promoter of said event there. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So from driver to promoter, what has being a driver helped you with being a promoter? And, have there been surprises along the way that have helped you kind of in reverse be a better competitor in the pits with other promoters? What's that been like over the years?
Yeah, I think it's a unique kind of opportunity to see the other side of the sport and, get a little more appreciation for how much work goes into having a race. And, pavement is even easier than dirt because the track is ready. You don't have to worry about track prep, watering track, if the wind's blowing, if the sun's shining. Obviously, we definitely want the sun to be shining so the fans have a good experience. But even with that, with no track prep, I'm running around all day. My wife's running around all day trying to, make it as good of an experience for all the fans there as possible. And it's a lot of work. So we try to go the extra mile to make our events stand out. And I definitely didn't realize how much work it is promoting a race. And we really enjoy it, especially doing it at Winchester. And we hope the fans enjoy it when they come.
Brady Bacon chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline about the Sunday, May 5th USAC Silver Crown race at Winchester Speedway, the Rich Vogler Classic. How did you get the name back associated with this? Is there any story behind that?
The Rich Vogler Classic used to be at Winchester when USAC Sprint Cars raced, and then the dissolving of the pavement side of USAC Sprint Cars, it kind of bounced around, and I think it was at IRP a couple times. And I contacted Eleanor, his mother, and asked if we could have it back at Winchester, and she was really happy to have it back at Winchester. Rich had a lot of success there, and just felt like that's where the race belonged, and the fans have really been supportive of it and appreciate it being back at Winchester.
I'm sure they appreciate you for remembering the legend that was Rich Vogler and the Rich Vogler Classic coming up Sunday, May 5th, USAC Silver Crown Cars, Vintage Crown Vicks at Winchester. And I understand there's going to be a special opportunity for fans that have buy advance tickets to take a ride with you around the high banks at Winchester in the pace truck. What's that all about?
Yeah, all of the pre-sale tickets online are entered to win a ride in the pace truck with me. So really trying to give people an extra incentive to go ahead and get their tickets in advance. We have a limited amount of reserve seats where you can actually pick your seat. And you also get entered to ride around Winchester in the pace truck with me. So it's a unique experience just to ride around there. It's the banking's pretty incredible. So give a fan a unique experience and add a little extra excitement to their day.
So now, Brady Bacon, you've driven race cars around Hobstad and now Winchester as well.
And you're going to have a fan alongside you in this, you know, truck. You're the promoter. You're the boss of the event. Are we going to go at parade lap speed, or what's the ride going to be like? The, you know, actual driving around with you at Winchester. If they get these tickets for the Sunday, May 5th, Rich Vogler Classic at Winchester, you can get them online, but you got to get there if you want to do what with you. Take us on that lap.
Yeah, we're going to pace the field as we come to the green flag. So it'll actually be a pretty quick pace. Obviously, the Silvercrown cars don't have any transmission, so they're in their race gear at all times. So we're going to have to be going pretty good, probably 40, 50 miles an hour at least, just to keep in front of the Silvercrown cars as they idle around. So everything feels faster at Winchester, so we might not be going 140 miles an hour like the Silvercrown cars, but it's still a pretty good thrill just to drive a car around there.
Wins the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Race last weekend at Tri-State Speedway in Hobstad. Now turning his attention to the Sunday, May 5th, Rich Vogler Classic at Winchester for the USAC Silvercrowns. Brady Bacon, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Brady, where can fans get tickets and more information?
You can go to EliteRacingPromotions.com. That has all the information on the race, start times, and then there's a link there to purchase your tickets. And then you can also follow my Facebook and social media outlets as well as Winchester Speedways, and we'll keep everybody updated on entry lists and other, you know, giveaways and exciting stuff we're doing for the race. So we're trying our best to make it a special one, and it's the day after the Let's Race 2 at Eldora on Friday and Saturday, so hoping to catch a bunch of race fans in the area. Eldora is only about 40 minutes down the road from Winchester, so should be a really cool weekend for everyone to see a lot of open wheel racing in that area of the country.
Thanks for joining us, Brady. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is PRN's David Stiles. Join me each week when I head over to JC's Garage to talk NASCAR.
As of right now, if I were to name my top five, I could tell you Chase Elliott wouldn't be in that top five with this next-gen car. He has a lot to prove on the road courses with this next-gen car, but I still don't think there's a real out front leader. I think Tyler Reddick has been outstanding.
That's JC's Garage, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
We saw a lot of chaos in the closing laps of the race. So just trying to minimize that, make it more about a race than people just using each other up.
I think it's needed. It was needed at all the road courses.
While I don't think it's going to be a home run, I think that it'll be in the right direction.
So many opportunities to either be really good or make mistakes, and they can start adding up on you quick.
For the latest NASCAR news without a restrictor plate, it's PRN's Garage Pass. For the station near you, check us out at goprn.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Plenty of grassroots racing going on all across the country. We'll be back with the Hunt the Front series. You can check us out on huntthefront.tv. But get out, support grassroots racing somewhere across your area. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.